Now, just how would you react if you got a phone call from this man?
And there's no telling who that it's naming.
The legendary singer-songwriter Bob Dylan finally called the Nobel Committee to acknowledge the prize for literature he won more than 2 weeks ago. The call was made to the head of the Swedish Academy, which awards the prize.
He called me and it was 5:30 p.m. Swedish time, and I had just come back from work and put my phone in the hall and left it there. And then when I came back a few minutes later, I realized I had a missed phone call from New York. And I realized that something was going on. So I returned the call, and it was Jeff Rosen, Dylan's manager, who called me. And then he connected me to Bob Dylan.
What did he say? What was his reaction to receiving this extraordinary prize, one of the world's highest accolades?
First of all, I congratulated him from my heart, and I told him how excited we are and that he's got many fans in the Swedish Academy. And then I asked him whether he would like to accept the prize. And he said, of course. And then he said that the news of the Nobel Prize had left him speechless, and he added that, I appreciate the honor so much.
It's one of those times where it's actually literally speechless. Is that he waited weeks to call you?
Well, I didn't ask him. I've never been worried about him not returning my calls because I knew he had gotten them, and I felt sure that he would eventually get in touch.
Another of the Academy members, this Swedish writer, accused Dylan of being impolite, arrogant, and said it was unprecedented that you wouldn't know from somebody whether or not they would pick up the award. Do you share that sentiment?
Those words were taken out of a particular context, so he's been misquoted. No, I don't agree at all. As I said, I was never worried. I knew that eventually he'd get in touch, and he did. But I was very pleased to receive the call. And then we chatted a little bit about whether he'd like to come to Stockholm. And I said, you should really do what you want to do. And there's no must. It's not like you have to do it.